You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Alex Bates, an angel investor and a member of Peter Diamandis' Abundance 360 Network. He's experienced in anything from leading DARPA-funded research in neural networks to applying analytics to the world's largest data warehouses at Teradata to creating Imtel, a machine learning company acquired by AspenTech that is on NASDAQ under AZPN. Mr. Bates, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Really great to be with you.
Yeah, you bet. Certainly a pleasure to have you with us. So I understand you have a background in artificial intelligence, a hot topic today. Can you walk us through selling Imtel and what you're doing in the AI space today to kind of get things rolling today?
Yeah, sure. So founding Imtel, we started Imtel before this resurgence in sort of big data and deep learning. But our hypothesis was that we could monitor all the sensor data coming off of all this heavy machinery and use it to predict failure for, heavy machinery and oil and gas and a lot of asset intensive industries. And so we built the company up, and during the period we built it, of course, machine learning really came back with a resurgence, and big data really started to mature in the infrastructure. And so started to get a lot of interest. We raised a corporate venture round, and then were acquired in 2016 after a three-month due diligence process. And so I stayed on for a two-year integration period with a parent company, and then moved on to get into a lot more investing.
An exciting journey, it sounds like, no doubt. Now, if you would briefly explain how you started Imtel, sold Imtel, investments in AI advancements, and your book, a lot going on there.
Yeah, sure. Well, the Imtel experience was, I think it's an applied AI type situation where you have human operators in the field that doing maintenance on this machinery, and we had to have a prediction engine that could basically tell them if the machine would fail within 30 to 60 days. And so that was really the key application that we did. And it was in what's now called the IoT or Internet of Things, like, you know, very asset intensive industry. They did have a lot of investments in sensors. Early on, they weren't really saving the data, but by, you know, more recently, they saved all the data. So we had quite a bit to work with in terms of analytics. So that, you know, after selling that and moving on, I'm now involved in some other AI applications in really a lot of different industries, from like synthetic biology to even music and entertainment. And the topic, one of the things that I observed was that in all these different industries, there were still humans really consuming the output of all these kind of AI applications. And so that was the topic of my book, was focused on really human AI collaboration.
And I'm sure that's a must read within the space. Now, with all this experience, what's the single most important questions investors should be asking AI startup founders before they make investment?
You know, there's a couple key things to check. I mean, one of the key things when you hear about AI, of course, it's a term that has a lot of hype nowadays. So one of the first things, of course, is to figure out, is this a machine learning application or other types of non-machine learning, which could be robotics or decision engines and things like that. The vast majority of these companies now are using machine learning. And so I immediately want to drill into how they're using it, because I've actually seen quite a few companies claim to use machine learning, but when you kind of look in, they're not really using it, or they're planning to use it, but they don't have enough data, so they're reverting back to conventional non-machine learning approaches. So one of the first things is really to make sure that they're not just riding that hype cycle, but they actually are, you know, are really applying.
Thanks for that advice. Much appreciated. Now, in your eyes and from your point of view, what are the top three red flags you've noticed over the years investing in AI startups?
Well, so if let's assume they are doing machine learning, of course, that'd be one, would be sort of false advertising. But I do also like to see that at least one of the co-founders has a pretty deep computer science or machine learning background. I don't necessarily need to see, you know, postgraduate PhD or anything, but I definitely want to see a lot of applied experience and, you know, at least part of the team coming from a deep technical background, because it's such a technical domain. The other thing I look for is domain expertise, because one of my particular things I look for are vertical sort of applications of machine learning and AI. So that means you need at least one co-founder with deep domain expertise in that industry, whether it's, you know, I mentioned kind of synthetic biology or biotech, or if it's retail, I want to see one with a background in retail, just so that they're going to understand that market they're trying to bring the technology into. So those would be a couple of key ones. So, you know, a red flag would be if they don't have those, is kind of the implication there. And the third one would be if they're not close to the customers. I think most of these applications, you still need to understand the journey that the customer is going through and how the data is getting generated and how it's going to be consumed in terms of your predictions or your recommendations. So I do like to see that they're really taking time to go and understand their customer and really, you know, dive in deep on that.
Today, we're speaking with angel investor Alex Bates, a member of Peter Diamandis' Abundance 360 Network here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, for a founder looking to disrupt the AI space, what advice would you have for them?
One of the things I look for are, I think some of the best opportunities are in areas that are currently underserved and not, you know, are sort of late adopters to machine learning. And often these areas have some data challenges. So there's a lot of unstructured data. There's going to be some challenges labeling that data, getting ground truth labels. So to me, those are opportunistic areas to, you know, to go and start AI companies. You know, advice would be to, if you're a technical person, then try to partner up with a domain expert. And if you're a domain expert, partner up with a deep technical person and you know, build out a solid team on that and make sure to really dig into the data and understand your customer.
Yeah, really good stuff there. Good information. Now, alternatively, for an investor looking to invest in AI startups, what advice would you give them that fall into that category?
Yeah, I mean, for investors, it's good to invest in areas that you at least have some understanding on. I mean, I've actually had to learn about some of these new industries. I definitely understand the machine learning and AI, but I've had to learn about some of the new verticals because no investor can sort of know all the different verticals that are coming up now. But I would definitely, if you're not technical and you're investing, I'd recommend you partner up with a technical investor that can help with the due diligence, because you can definitely get into trouble if you don't, you know, sort of know how to vet that technology. And then on the business side, make sure that you, you know, take time to see if it's a product market fit. Are they really solving an important problem that people will spend money on? You know, I do like to see that even if they don't have a pilot customer, a paying customer, that they have like a hypothetical testimonial that shows that a customer would pay for that type of solution if it was developed.
And really appreciate your input there. Most helpful. Now, let's switch gears just a little here. Where do you see AI heading into the next few years, even looking 3 to 5 years out?
One of the really big opportunities, I think, that I talked about in my book, which is called Augmented Mind, is this whole area of human AI collaboration. And I think really augmenting humans. And what that means is not just looking at traditional machine learning where you look at data and labels, but looking at the humans that are involved with the process and the workflow, and looking at what are their strengths and weaknesses, and how can the AI augment and amplify those strengths. And it's just a different lens to look at how you approach those solutions. And I think that there's some really great opportunities in the next couple of years for sort of narrow applications of AI with human-centered approaches.
Mr. Bates, really been great to have had you with us. And I do have one last final question for you. Simply, what roadblocks are preventing us from getting there as we conclude today?
One key roadblock is going to be all this fear and sort of concerns over privacy, I guess, like we saw GDPR passed in Europe. I think there's some well-intentioned ways to protect people's data, but if we go too far, then we definitely run the risk of shutting down a lot of these applications, which of course require data. I think on the other end of the spectrum, we're seeing China having really a complete non-privacy centered model where they're getting access to all the data. So for the kind of Western hemisphere, our key opportunity is to preserve some privacy, but not actually shut down, you know, this AI industry before it gets going.
Alex, really great to have had you with us. A wealth of information shared here today per your expertise as an angel investor within the AI space. Can't thank you enough for your time as well. If listeners wanted to get further information or to be in contact with you, where is the best place online to gather these details?
Yeah, you can get in touch with me on one of my websites, neocortexventures.com. There's a form there to contact me, and always happy to discuss anything and everything AI, and really great to talk with you today.
And that certainly sounds like a plan. Love to have you come back and cover more information on this topic. Again, folks, it is neocortexventures.com. Alex, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, really, really enjoyed it. Talk to you soon.
You bet. We've been speaking with angel investor Alex Bates, a member of Peter Diamandis' Abundance 360 Network. And for further details and for more information and for contact, visit neocortexventures.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.